perfection or the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is described here. The Dhamma Muni saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his eternal form. Devotional service begins with the relationship of the individual soul and the Supreme Soul, or Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And when one attains it, there is no question of falling down. If through the yoga system one wants to attain the stage of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, but is attracted instead to attaining some material power, then he is deterred from proceeding further. Material enjoyment, as encouraged by bogus yogis, has nothing to do with the transcendental realization of spiritual happiness. Real devotees of bhakti yoga accept only the material necessities of life, absolutely needed to maintain the body and soul together. They refrain completely from all exaggerated material sense gratification. They are prepared to undergo all kinds of tribulation, provided they can make progress in the realization of the personality of Godhead. Translation. When Kadama Muni actually realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, he was greatly satisfied because his transcendental desire was fulfilled. He fell on the ground with his head bowed to offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord, his heart naturally full of love of God. With folded hands he satisfied the Lord with prayers. As we go through this particular chapter showing Kadama Muni perfecting his yoga, his meditation on the Lord, and having darshan of the Lord, and later praying that he may get a nice wife so that he can procreate as instructed by Lord Brahma, one should always remember this sloka, where it says very clearly that his heart was full of love of Godhead. So yes, as a matter of course, because his duty was to procreate, to help fill up the universe, provide bodies for so many living entities who had been there in the previous creation, and now were waiting once again to attain bodies, to take up their nonsense all over again. So certain personalities, such as Kadama Muni, are called upon to help Lord Brahma to populate the universe. Because when the living entity is unceremoniously removed from the spiritual sky due to his lack of desire to continue to be submissive to satisfying the senses of Krishna in multifarious forms, then he is given an opportunity to come to the material realm and attempt to imitate Krishna. But for that purpose he needs to take on material bodies. And those bodies are provided by the material nature, but through the persons of Lord Brahma and Kadama Muni and others. It's Kadama Muni and Devahuti, who he will marry in the course of time, and have 9 daughters, and of course Kapila, who is a partial manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's actually a partial incarnation of Vasudeva. Devahuti is a partial incarnation of Devaki. And so, in one form or another, these two personalities appear again and again in the material world to facilitate the Lord's appearance. Of course, sometimes the Lord appears like Nrisimhadeva and doesn't take any mother and father, but generally he does take a mother and father, and these personalities, they appear again and again, sometimes fully, as they did in Mathura when Krishna appeared, and sometimes partially, as they have in the case of Kadamba and Devahuti. He's following the yoga system of Patanjali, the Ashtanga Yoga. Now, because he had 100,000 years of lifetime, so he could spend a few thousand years sitting down and meditating on the Lord. And it's all right, but and it was a process for the Satya Yuga, but it's a lesser process in any terms. Because by that austerity, first practicing various austerities, you train the mind and the body to become peaceful, then eventually sitting down and entering into samadhi, entering into a mood where one is fixed on meditating on the form of the Lord. Until such time, the Lord, by his own sweet desire, decides to manifest. And it appears sometimes that it takes 10,000, 20,000, or 50,000 years. And then one gets darshan of the Lord, and one comes to that platform of Santa Bhava, of having seen the Lord, having very much fallen in love with the Lord and appreciating the Lord as the Supreme Person and topmost possessor of bliss. But much easier, of course, is just to start from that position. Just to start serving the Lord immediately. And this is the opportunity with Bhakti Yoga, that we can just immediately start chanting the name of the Lord, engaging in various forms of Bhakti Yoga, particularly the hearing, chanting, remembering, and already be in a situation of serving. And as that service becomes more sincere, which comes from our own heart, its desire, it's all right. We can endeavor, take up austerities, we can fast, we can do so many things, but they will not produce bhakti. They may help to control our wild mind, they may help to engage ourselves rather than going off and performing some totally useless activities. But when one night Lord Chaitanya was enjoying kirtan pastimes in Srivasa's house, which he does every night for the entire night, he stopped the kirtan and said, "No, something is wrong. There's some outside person here whose mood is not right, and his mood is disturbing the whole mood. So I cannot feel the ecstasy I normally experience." He was only allowing the most elevated devotees to come and join in those kirtans, which were behind closed doors at that time. And so when somebody else's lesser mood came there, then he picked up on that. So he demanded from Srivas that he searched the house and see who's here. And Srivas Thakur, he was very worried. He fell at the Lord's lotus feet and said, "Well, actually there's one Brahmin here. But he's actually a very humble, submissive personality. He only takes milk. He's very, very austere." And Lord became angry and said, "You throw that milk drinking fool out of here immediately." So it's all right, austerities, but they don't satisfy the Lord. Yes, so many different Puranas speak about, "Oh, you get this benefit, that benefit." The Puranas are famous for Chidi. Famous for it. famous for cheating. But yes, we'll actually do some good activity on the advice of Brahman, of the Puranas, and maybe that will lead us to a situation of good association, and we may be able to understand actually what pleases the Lord. But we shouldn't be misguided by these flowing words. We have the Bhagavatam. Once having found the topmost, only a fool goes looking, oh yeah, I found this in this Purana or that Purana. This Purana obviously knows better than the Bhagavatam because it's telling me, if I just fast for 10 days, I'm going to get Krishna. I'm going to get the love of Godhead. And so many people did it, I'm sure persons here, you can see the result is love of Godhead there. Love of Godhead is not something to be got by our demands. Oh, I did this fast, I gave this charity. No. It's got by the course of mercy of the Lord through his devotees. So this Brahman actually was a very humble personality, and the Lord appreciated that, but he wanted to let everybody see that, oh, I should drink milk, and what? So you drank milk. That's all. Maybe in your next life you become Lord Brahma or whatever. You won't get love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is something which is desired within the heart. It's something which is given in the first instance by another devotee, Bhakti Lata Beats. And then by intense desire, one gets the opportunity to associate with more devotees and to imbibe their mood of devotion. And as their mood of devotion reflects from their heart into the heart of the next devotee, and so the devotional mood grows. And if other desires come in, oh yes, I want to control the Lord by demanding, yeah, I did this fast, I did this austerity, I begged in this place, I went to this place, but now you have to give me this or that. It says in this Purana, in this place, that if I eat just fruits and roots, or if I just fast for this many days, or if I don't cut my hair, so many yogis have been living in the Himalayas for thousands and thousands of years, the hairs down to their toes. They don't get double Godhead. So many yogis fasted for thousands of years, not even taking water or air. Look at Hiranyakashipu. Wasn't even breathing. One cannot attain love of Godhead by this process. For Kumaras, they were doing austerities like anything. Yes, they rose to the Brahman realization. This may be possible if one is very austere, and after a long period of time, one may come to the stage of Brahman realization. But the pleasure available there is negligible. And after a while, although that while may appear to be a long time, one will become tired of it and gain one to engage in activities, and thus return to the material. But when the four Kumaras, just casually moving through the spiritual world, came across the Vaikuntha planet, and not only because they had been hearing from Narada Muni and Lord Brahma about the personality of Godhead, so some little bit of interest, oh, sparked in their heart, oh, who is this personality of Godhead? So they came across the Vaikuntha planet, and the whole pastime of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha came about, but while there, they got to see the form of the Lord. They got to smell the toast and their mind changed. Oh, yes. This is so much more bliss than the impersonal realization. Why have we been wasting our time? So by the mercy of the devotees, one can go. One who smells the toast offered to the lotus feet of the deity, Krishna, he makes more advancement than someone meditating, fasting, and all kinds of things. Just one time smelling. Because that actual smelling actually enters into the heart and allows bhakti to start to appear. Asu, bhakti padayat. She's giving bhakti, Tulsi Devi. Giving bhakti, simply by smelling those leaves. So we have to use our intelligence after reading the Bhagavatam, Gita, and other Vaishnava scriptures, commentaries of the Acharyas, and actually understand what is devotional service, traveling to a Krishna path. This is devotional service. Bali Maharaj's only qualification was he was a great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He had no other qualification. But that was sufficient. Due to that connection, his intelligence was crystal clear. He could understand, even though his spiritual master was saying, no, don't give to this person. Immediately thought, what do you mean? Don't give to the personality of Godhead. That doesn't make sense. What kind of spiritual master are you? And thus he was able totally to surrender, yes. By the grace of Vaishnava. So I guess Prabhupada says that in the early stages of devotion, in nectar devotion, he says that in the early stages of devotion, one may get some benefit from fasting and austerities, but one has to drop those aside. But still, if one has some mundane inclination to fast, to austerities, and the Ekadashi day is there, Janmashtami day is there, we don't need to torture this body. We need to torture this body. Better to spend that time chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare. Chant Mama Mantra. You want Krishna, hear it. Sabda Brahma. It's right here in the Maha Mantra. That's what Lord Chaitanya came for. Give everyone Krishna. And yet we want to look elsewhere. Let me bathe in the Ganga 5,000 times. Ganga is the water coming from the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. It's actually non-different to Radha and Krishna. Especially here in Mayapur. Prabhupada said when he heard that we were bathing in Radhakund, actually offensive ways, you're just bathing in Narakund. Why? Because unqualified persons, material desires, going to the topmost place with these material desires and dipping in the waters. Offense. No doubt, once approaching the banks of Radhakund, can give the person opportunity to enter into the topmost realm of the spiritual world. Into the topmost service in the spiritual world, in the footsteps of the Surupa Manjari. One must be qualified. Rupa Manjari, in the form of Rupa Goswami, has given the qualification in 11 slokas. Control the tongue, control the mind, control the belly, control the genital. Learn how to associate with the Vaishnavas. Then you come to that platform. No, no. I heard if we just go once to Radhakund and take a dip. Everything has some qualification. We cannot just take. Spiritual sky is protected by Baladev and by so many other assistants. You cannot just sneak in and take bhakti. Bhakti is something which is given. The way it's given is when intense desire is there, then Vaishnavas are kind enough to transfer that mood from their heart to your heart. Raghunath Das Goswami and so many others. It took almost no food at all, 100 mils of buttermilk. some people are living in Radhakund and other places trying to just take a little bit of buttermilk, imitating the activities of great personalities. But nowhere does it say that Raghunath Das attained Krishna fame by taking 100 grams of buttermilk. In fact, what it says is that his Krishna fame was so much that he was absorbed day and night, that he had to be reminded by his servant, oh please just take a little nourishment to maintain the body, because we don't want to lose your association. Quite naturally, as one enters deeper and deeper into the mode of devotion, gives up material activities. In some cases, give up drinking and eating. In other cases, like Pundarik Vijayanidhi, living like a king, eating opulent food every day. But his devotion was no less than Raghunath Das. So eat 100 chapatis or eat 1 chapati, but don't be sitting there eating 1 chapati in anxiety, oh I'm still and I'm doing austerities. The idea of saving time from not eating or not sleeping is that we engage in Krishna consciousness. We're simply cutting down our sleeping, cutting down our eating, and we're coming in more and more anxiety. Something is very wrong. And the opposite of Krishna consciousness is taking place. Or let me stay up all day and night on a kodashi and then fall asleep for 3 days. This is not devotional service. This is just foolishness. Prabhupada said the idea is to increase our chanting. Yes, very nice if you don't need to eat. But if you can't increase your chanting but simply want to sit there falling half asleep all night and thinking, oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to get Krishna like this. We've been in that illusion for unlimited births. We don't need to continue it when we have the guidance of Prabhupada's purpose, we have the guidance of the Vaishnavas. We don't need to continue the same illusion, fooling ourselves. The Dhamma Muni was quite capable to stop eating, to stop grieving, to meditate on the Lord for thousands of years. And he was meditating on the Lord, not just falling asleep. But Kadama Muni, along with Devahuti, they both appeared in Granga's pastimes. Why? Because this was the opportunity. Granga was appearing to give the topmost form of love of Godhead, Radha Krishna. So many avatars have appeared in this world, but they cannot give Radha Krishna. In fact, when the opportunity comes, they also come and manifest in Gauranga's Leela. Because they also want to taste the sweet chanting of the Harinam. They're also attracted by the sweet qualities of Krishna. Which is so sweet, so indescribable, that even if you take all the qualities of Vasudeva, it doesn't make even one drop of the ocean of qualities of Krishna. So yes, in the Puranas we can find so many stories of so many great personalities at various times. But in the Bhagavatam, what we find is the stories of Krishna's devotees and Krishna. Bhagavatam will not misguide us. Let us follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, follow the 9 processes of devotional service, learn how to associate with the Vaishnavas, because simply by that activity we get the opportunity to imbibe the love which is in the Vaishnava's hearts. It will reflect onto the mirror of our heart. And thus we will actually start to realize what is this is good. It's not something which can be purchased in the marketplace. Not at all. Not through austerity, not through wealth, through renunciation or whatever. One can be brahmacharya this whole lifetime, you can go to Brahmaloka. Nowhere does it say, oh, I was brahmacharya a whole lifetime, I've got Krishna prema. Rupa Goswami does not recommend either the four kinds of personal liberation because they don't produce Krishna prema. Yes, sometimes you find in different Puranas that such and such followed this austerity or that austerity was taken to Vaikuntha. But that Narayan, that Vaikuntha Wala, he's anxious to come when Krishna's pastimes manifest, just to assist Krishna. He's anxious to come when Gauranga's pastimes manifest, to join in the Nam Sankirtan. And his intimate devotees, they also come along and get the opportunity to associate with those prema bhaktis in Braja Goloka. And they can elevate themselves into the actual mood of satisfying senses of mood, which is not available in Vaikuntha. Firstly, it's not available because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not available in Vaikuntha. And secondly, that they do not have the mood to surrender to that degree of totally satisfying senses of Krishna. So we've been given the opportunity at the topmost. We should not waste our time. Following the footsteps of our chariots. And when we see them performing austerities, we should see things as they are. They're not eating, why? Because they're constantly chanting Hare Krishna. Or they're constantly traveling and preaching. We went on a program with Srila Prabhupada one time in Bombay. And the program went on and on till late in the night in some rich person's house. And eventually at about 10, 11 o'clock at night they fed us a big feast. And Prabhupada was encouraging everyone, no, you must eat, you'll be disappointed. But we didn't need much encouraging. And everyone ate plenty. Then by the time we got back to the temple, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And this temple was in apartment at that time. Anyway, at 4:30 in the morning, Prabhupada started to go around and started calling out, why there's no Mangalati? I believe it was Dhammal Krishna Maharaj who told Prabhupada, you know Prabhupada, we were going to have Mangalati late, but we came back late. He said, I'm not getting up late. He said, this is the austerity we have to undergo. He said, but you shouldn't use it as an excuse to stop your Krishna conscious practice. Must get up for Mangalati. Must chant your japa. Later that morning he was talking about the Goswamis and how they performed. They were always absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. And they would hardly eat anything. And yet they wouldn't spend their day sleeping. So this is the austerity. We don't need to look for austerity. Austerities are naturally there in the course of Krishna consciousness. If our real desire is to develop the nine forms of bhakti, and plenty of austerity will come, don't worry. Don't look to look for it. What we do need to do is see how we can fill up every moment of our day with Shravana Kirtan, smiling, Vishnu Bhakti.
This is perfection. Now, if we're going to waste time, well, I'll do this, I'll do this, eventually I'll come to that state. Why eventually? When we've been given it right now. Right now we can chant Hare Krishna. Right now we can worship the deity. Right now we can hear the holy name. We don't need to do something. We've got that causeless mercy right now. We don't need to talk to this body in various ways. Vaishnavas don't need to do that. And especially Vaishnavas who have got the opportunity to come under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Don't need to waste their time anymore. Maybe in previous lives you already performed so many austerities to come to this place. Who can say? Or maybe you just immediately receive the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas. But whatever it may be, now you are here with the opportunity to engage in Shravana Kirtan. So why make life difficult with imagination? Imagination comes about due to Vaishnava apparatus. Intelligence becomes covered. So you're thinking, oh yeah, if I perform this, if I do this or if I do that, I'll get love of Godhead. But you no longer understand the statements of the Acharyas, who are thinking something else. No, I'll do this. Oh, it says in this Quran, oh yeah, look, we got this quote from here and there. And then we'll find 10 other people to agree. Yes, yes. Do this, it's wonderful. But something is wrong. We're going against the wishes of the Acharyas, so offenses are taking place. Want to stay up day and night and have Harinam Kirtan. Don't waste time torturing the body. Any questions or comments? Well, in the case of that Brahmin who was drinking milk, he's saying that he must have had some desire. Obviously he had some desire, but that desire has to be fulfilled through the Vaishnavas. Of course, Shiva Thakur brought him into the house, but Ujjitani was making an extreme point that this person's mood is not actually qualified to be in this house at this time. Because at that time, Ujjitani hadn't opened up the doors. Later on, he took the kirtan out to everyone. But earlier on, he was just enjoying the kirtan in a special sweet mood with the most intimate devotees. So he appreciated that Srivast was giving his mercy to this person, and later he told Srivast, actually this Brahmin is a humble personality and you can call him back in the future to join in the kirtan. But he wanted to make the mood that, so what if he's drinking milk? This is not the qualification. You should have told me that the qualification is when he had strong desire to join in the Nam Kirtan. His qualification isn't that he drinks milk. Otherwise everyone will be thinking, oh, let me just drink milk. That's the qualification. Well, I can tell you, I drank milk for 13 years without any other foodstuffs, and I didn't get love of Godhead. I had to pass a lot of urine every day, more than usual. That was the result. So yes, the Brahmin had a desire, but one cannot force oneself into the spiritual world. One has to be brought by the devotee to the Lord and engaged in devotional service. This is the process. So yes, when Lord Chaitanya heard from Srivast Thakur and saw himself the humble mood of that devotee, then he was willing to accept him. Not for his ability to live on milk, but for his desire to be engaged in devotional service. When Srivast Thakur's mother-in-law, I believe, hid in the house, and everyone was not feeling very satisfied, Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and asked him to search around and see who was there. And Srivast Thakur found her hiding in the corner and started beating her and threw her out. Because her mood was something else. She wanted to see the Lord and then later on just criticize. Oh, I saw them all night just dancing around, making funny faces, and doing all kinds of funny things. What kind of worship of God is this? Everything is based on mood. Mood is everything. The barber of a soul is what allows him to enter into the relationship with the Lord. So whatever activity we do, we have to see. What is our mood? What is it we actually desire? Is it actually something to satisfy the Lord's senses? Or is it simply trying to satisfy my senses? Are there any other questions?
Yes. So what are these statements then in the scriptures? Like if you read this passage, you know, the teaching is written, read it, then you will be in love about it, or...
If you read a passage and take down the chart and read it.
Sometimes it says that the different stories and the pastimes, and if you read this, then you will get love about it.
So, yes, so...
So how does it apply with the...
Yes, we're given Shravan and Kirtan by the Vaishnava, by the Course of Mercy of the Vaishnavas, and reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita is definitely Shravan and Kirtan. So that is the association. Then it's saying, do it again, do it again. And deeper love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is something which you cannot analyze so easily. To get love of Godhead is on so many different levels. That yes, you enter deeper and deeper through Santa, then through Vatsalya, Dasya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Madhurya, and even within them there's so many categories. So yes, you read it again and again. Because what is the conclusion? You come to the end of a chapter and it says one who reads it. So what is the instruction? Read it again. Continue practicing Shravana and Kirtan. So this is Bhakti Yoga. What is the result of being disciplined? Become absorbed in this pastime. Remember these devotees. By association with these devotees through this medium, then we pick up their mood. Their mood will shine upon us. Yes. By their course of mercy, that is the purification. Now we take Mahaprasad and then somebody wants some of that. No, no, I can't give you any, I'm pure. Because they're thinking they're the person who has to be pure. It's Mahaprasad which is pure. You cannot contaminate it. Of course you can give Mahaprasad to somebody else. Unless you just want to eat it all yourself. Then you say, no, no, for I'm too contaminated to give you my remnants. Not your remnants. It's the Lord's remnants. One moment's association with the Vaishnava is the most valuable. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Just one moment. That's not a second. That's something like 1/16th of a second. Because that's the power of the Vaishnava. It doesn't matter how contaminated we are, that's not what it's saying, that you have to be in a particular position. No, just by their association. It will reflect in the heart. Even if a gross person, that's why you see people come, they start dancing in the kirtan, and then they go back and enjoying all their nonsense activities. Why? Because they're associated with the Vaishnava, it's reflected in their hearts. And they take up the devotional process. Because they can't continue to keep that association, they take up their bad habits once again. So we need to keep in that association. And then it will fully manifest deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. There is no qualification for chanting the holy name or practicing the nine forms of devotions. There is no qualification. What, you think first we purify ourselves and then we can come for devotional service? But that's there, Sangha Yoga, so many things, but then you have to start devotional service. So better just to come and start devotional service. You don't have to be purified to do that. The real question that you should be asking is, I'm getting the association with pure Vaishnavas. Every day. So why am I still attached to my material hankerings? That is due to offense. We have to see how to stop those offenses. The way to stop the offenses, if they're not gross offenses against Vaishnavas, is simply observing more and more in the sight of Sangha's, more and more in these nine forms of Krishna's. Anything else? I'm not sure if I understand your question, but if you're saying that to be able to do a particular thing you may have to perform austerities to be able to do that, that's austerity and devotional service. We're not doing it because we want to do the austerity and thinking this is the goal. We're doing the austerity so we can perform the service. So then it becomes service. We're just doing the austerity and thinking that will be service to Krishna. It's like you may need to go on Sankirtan at some far distant place with a festival or something going on. Thousands of people are traveling to that festival, going on, undergoing austerity to get there. But what is their benefit? Nothing. But your benefit is that you're going to give Krishna consciousness to them. So when your austerity is devotional service, and there's a waste. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srimapapada ki. One thing about offering the lamps in Kartik, actually the statement is that the benefit is from lighting the lamp for the Lord, not just offering. So one person is lighting all the lamps, everyone who's taking to that person is actually getting the real benefit. So it's best if you light your own lamps. The jayas can make arrangements for it. People will be able to put some candles so one can light their lamps. This is the actual thing which is lighting the lamps.